Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله آقا دو عالم نور مجسم شاہ آدم و بنی آدم our beloved نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم حسن. That a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the grandson of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was born on the 5th of Sha'ban in the 4th year of Hijri in Madinatul Munawwara. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave adhan in his ears, and on the 7th day the aqiqah was done. His kunyat is Abu Abdullah and his title is Sibte Rasul. Sibt means grandson, from whom person's progeny moves forward. جس سے اولاد آگے پھیلتی ہے اس کو سبت کہتے ہیں. So he's سبت رسول. Most of the Sayyids in the world are حسینی. حضرت امام حسین سے حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی اولاد آگے بہت زیادہ بڑھی. And رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم kept the name of his big grandson Hassan and the younger grandson Hussein, and these are in accordance with the names of the sons of Hazrat Harun alayhi salam, because he kept the names of his two sons Shabbar and actually Shubair, but it became more famous in our languages, Shabir. On the same way, Hassan and Hussein, Shabar and Shubair. And those two words have the same meaning, like Hassan and Hussein. They are in Suryani language, Hassan and Hussein are in Arabic language. It is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah that Al-Hasanu wal-Husaynu ismani min ahlil Jannah. That Hassan and Hussein are the names from Jannah. And it is also reported that these names were kept hidden until these names were given to the grandchildren of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then only world came to know about these names.
Subhanallah.
So people started keeping name for their children Hassan and Hussein, but before that it was a hidden secret reserved for the children of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are many virtues mentioned in a hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding Hazrat Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala particularly. So we'll discuss few ahadith regarding him and maybe some ahadith regarding both the grandchildren of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is mentioned in Tirmizi Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, Husainun minni wa ana min al-Husain, which literally means that Hussain is from me and I am from Hussain. What it means? It means that Hazur sallallahu alaihi wasallam has great qurb and nearness and closeness with Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had great closeness with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore both are regarded as one, and it is because of closeness and it is because of love. This is a phrase that is used in Arabic language. It does not mean literally that I'm from him and he's from me. It actually refers to the closeness. Normally people say, well, we understand that Hazrat Imam Hussain is the grandson, so he is from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But what it means that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is from him, so they take literal meaning. Actually, these words were used for Hazrat Imam Hassan as well. These words were used for Hazrat Ali al-Murtaza Sher-e Khuda radiyallahu ta'ala. These words were used for some other Sahaba as well. So this symbolizes the closeness. ये قرب اور نزدیکی کا معنی دیتا ہے. حسین منی و انا من الحسین, it means Hussain is very close to me and I'm very close to him. So this hadith mubarakah shows very clearly the status and the maqam of Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And there's another hadith mubarakah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Ahabba Allah man ahabba Husainan." Allah loves that person who loves Hussain.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. The greatness, the qurb, the nazdiki, the closeness of Hazrat Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That if you love Hussain, Allah loves you. Because your love for Hussain is for the love of Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these loves are inseparable. You cannot separate the love of Allah from the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you cannot separate the love of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain from the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave this good news that the one who loves Hussain, Allah loves him. And you want to be loved by Allah, then what you need to do is to love Hussain. This is his individual and unique attribute, quality and virtue that's mentioned here in this hadith mubarak. Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala reports that Aqaid Alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that if anyone wants to see the leader of youth of Jannat on the earth, he must see Hussain, the son of Ali. Another virtue, beautiful virtue mentioned, that you You really want to see a Jannati walking on the earth, then see Imam Hussain. Guaranteed Jannati. Aqa e Alam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave this guarantee to Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So we are very fortunate that we love Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Alhamdulillah. This is the symbol of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah that we love Hazrat Imam Hassan, we love Hazrat Imam Hussain, we love Ahle Bayt, we love the blessed family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اور الحمدللہ ہم بیلنسڈ بھی ہیں, شریعت کی جو گائیڈ لائنز ہیں نا اس کے اندر رہ کر محبت کرتے ہیں. نبی سے ایسی محبت نہ کرو کہ خدا بنا دو, تو محبت وہی جائز ہے جو شریعت کی لیمٹس کے اندر ہو. That's why اعلی حضرت امام اہل سنت رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ says that he has made it very clear, اہل سنت کا ہے بیڑا پار کہ اصحاب رسول نجم ہے اور ناؤ ہے ہجرت رسول اللہ کی.
سبحان اللہ,
بیڑا پار تو اہل سنت کا ہے کہ وہ صحابہ رسول کو چمکتے ہوئے ستارے مانتے ہیں اور اہل بیت کو نجات کی کشتی مانتے ہیں اور کشتی میں بیٹھ کر ستاروں سے گائیڈنس لے کر اپنے منزل مقصود پہ پہنچتے ہیں. So this is how a Muslim should be. Must love Allah, must love Rasul of Allah, must love all Sahaba, and must love all Ahle Bayt. And Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very pious, working very hard to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ibadat. Not like these days, those dhongi peers and fakirs taking the name of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu and doing all the funny things and so many different rituals and rasam and rivaj and taziya and this and that, as if this is the lesson of shahadat e Karbala. Dhol dhamakke karo, taziya waziya banao, منتیں مانو اور سمجھو کہ ہم نے شہداء کربلا کی خدمات کا حق ادا کر دیا. Look at the character of سیدنا امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. یزید واز ریڈی ٹو وایلیٹ دا رولز آف شریعہ. امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ stood up and he stood very firm and he said, no way. You know, as in English we say, over my dead body. So in other words, he said, you want to violate Sharia? Then you have to kill me first. And it was not just a lip service. He stood up really firmly. He said, no. I will not let you distort and destroy the laws and the rules my nana jaan has established. Tumhein shariat ke qawaneen destroy karne ki ijazat nahi dunga. Karna chahte ho tumhare saath ladunga. Main kisi badi darbar ka sajada nashin bankar ek kone mein baith ke tasbih haath mein pakad kar nahi baithunga. Sajada nashinon ki to mauje hain aajkal. نذرانے چڑھتے ہیں, پیسے آتے ہیں, لفافے آتے ہیں, نہ ان کی فیکٹریاں ہوتی ہیں نہ دکانیں ہوتے ہیں, پھر بھی ملٹی ملینر ہوتے ہیں مفت میں. تو حضرت امام حسین تو دنیا کی ساری درباروں سے جو بڑی دربار ہے اس کے سجادہ نشین. اگر وہ یزید کے خلاف کھڑے نہ ہوتے تو یزید بھی آگے ہاتھ چومتا, وہ بھی گفٹ پیش کرتا, وہ بھی نذرانے پیش کرتا. He would have also offered gift to him because he is no more threat. He fought with him because he saw Imam Hussain
is a threat to my governance, my power.
That's why Allama Iqbal said it very beautifully.
Bata ae shaykh, kyun Ibn Ali aaya tha maidane, agar hujre mein hoti roshan, shammae imani. If it was possible to lit the candle of faith and iman by sitting in an isolated dark room, then why Imam Hussain came in the battlefield?
So you need to come in the practical field of working in order to defend and protect the deen of Islam. So Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu ne 25 hajj paidal kiye.
This is the seerat of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. How hard it was to walk from Madinatul Munawwara going towards Makkatul Mukarrama. Paidal jaake 25 hajj.
अभी तो हम मक्के तक पहुंचते हैं गाड़ियों के अंदर, और मक्के से मिना और अरफात की तरफ आते जाते हैं ना, तो पांव फूल जाते हैं, छाले पड़ जाते हैं, टांगों के बीच में छाले पड़ जाते हैं, जख्म आ जाते हैं, इंजरियां हो जाती हैं। इतना सा सफर हमसे नहीं होता.
लुक एट द हार्ड वर्क दैट Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala no put into worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that 25 hajj he performed by foot.
Aur by foot to aajkal kehte hain na, wo Aziziya se Arafat tak aur wapas aa jaye usko kehte hain by foot. But inka by foot kya tha? Ye Madine se chal ke Makkah jaate, sawariyon ka istemal nahi karte.
तो गोया जवानी के जितने हज थे वो पैदल ही किए. 25 साल वो पैदल हज किए, तो जिंदगी भर के यूं लगता है सारे हज उन्होंने पैदल ही किए.
एंड ही वाज ए ग्रेट वर्शिप. इबादतें बहुत शौक से करते थे, बड़ी नमाजें पढ़ते थे, नवाफिल तहज्जुद. ये था कैरेक्टर ऑफ हजरत इमाम हुसैन रजी अल्लाह तआला अन्हु.
सो इफ यू आर real Husseini, as some people say, no, I'm Husseini.
So Husseini kaha hai ki, oh bhai, namaz padhte ho? Nahi, namaz nahi padhte, hoon Husseini.
Shah ast Hussain, badshah ast Hussain, deen ast Hussain, deen e pana ast Hussain. Hussain badshah, shah ast Hussain, badshah ast Hussain, deen ast Hussain. Ye to deen hai. He's an embodiment of deen. वो तो पांव से लेके सर तक दीन है. वो तो सलात सुन्नत वाले, वो तो नमाज रोजे वाले, वो तो हज जकात वाले, वो तो नफल पढ़ने वाले, फर्ज पढ़ने वाले, वो अखलाक हसना वाले. ये दीन है, उनकी जात दीन है. दीन पना अस्त हुसैन, वो तो दीन की हिफाजत करने वाले हैं, दीन की दीन को पनाह देने वाले. उनके नाम पर हराम काम करके आप चाहते हैं कि आप उनके कुर्ब में आ जाओगे, हजूर की मोहब्बत तुम्हें मिल जाएगी? कभी भी ऐसा नहीं हो सकता. शरीयत को जो वायलेट करता है, शरीयत के खिलाफ रस्म और रिवाज निकालता है और मुसलमानों के अंदर फैलाता है, वो बहुत बड़ा मुजरिम है. उसने दीन के खिलाफ साजिश की है, उसने दीन को बर्बाद करने की कोशिश की. तो फिर समझो कि इमाम हुसैन का पैगाम क्या है. इमाम हुसैन का पैगाम दे है कि तन मन धन सब दीन के लिए कुर्बान कर. ये मैसेज है हजरत इमाम हुसैन का. पैसा भी दीन पे लगा दो, बच्चे भी दीन पे लगा दो, जान भी दीन पे लगा दो. मेहनत करो, मशक्कत करो दीन के लिए, दीन के फैलाव के लिए, दीन की हिफाजत के लिए. ये है हुसैनियत. सरदाद नदाद दस्त दर दस्त यजीद, हक्का के बिनाए ला इला अस्त हुसैन. हक ये है कि इमाम हुसैन तो कलमे की बुनियाद है. वो कलमा जो उनके नाना जान ने इंट्रोड्यूस करवाया, उसकी हिफाजत امام حسین نے کی ہے, یہ ہے حسینیت. تو اس پر آ جاؤ تو پھر آپ کا دعویٰ میں حسینی ہوں سچا ہوگا, اچھا ہوگا. اور اگر اس کے قریب ہی نہیں لگے تو پھر یہ بڑے بڑے دعوے نہ کرو. اللہ ہم کو عمل کی توفیق عطا فرمائے.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
مبلغ for you is my prayer, may you keep ascending success share. مبلغ for you is my prayer, may you keep ascending.